This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Listen, a big event this weekend. You know, we always try to do whatever we can to help law enforcement and also children. So this is a perfect opportunity for you to help the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation while drinking, which is the perfect way to do anything, in my opinion. Saturday, May 11th at one of my favorite bars in the world, literally the world, of course, the Irish Pub right here in Philadelphia. So joining me now, two guys who help run the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, Chris Isola, Head of Veterans Affairs at UBS Financial Services. He's the Chief Financial Officer of the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. And Chief Inspector Tony Boyle of the Philadelphia Police Department and a Governing Director of the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. Gentlemen, thanks for making time today. Big event on Sunday or Saturday. Are you guys going to be pouring drinks?
That will be part of our duties, yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Because, you know, it's all in the wrist when you pour a good draft. You know what I mean?
And for a good cause to boot.
All right, so we are honoring this year some very important people. Chris, tell us a little bit about who the honorees are.
Sure. Thank you so much, Rich. We are absolutely honored to have in our presence four Medal of Honor recipients. They are Barney Barnum of the Marine Corps, Tom Norris and Mike Thornton of the Navy, and Brian Thacker of the Army. All four are Vietnam veterans, and all four are tremendous supporters of the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. So again, we couldn't be more pleased to have them in our presence on Saturday.
And the families behind the badge, Children's Foundation, it's the 10th annual Gathering of Heroes. And the heroes will also be serving drinks, right?
That's correct. They make themselves incredibly available to any and all attendees. It's a very informal setting. They couldn't be more approachable and more fun. So it's just a great group of gentlemen and an amazing time.
And I want to ask Chief Inspector Tony Boyle real quick. I've heard a rumor that cops like to drink. I don't know if it's true or not. I've heard that. I don't know if it's verified or not. But
well, I think that was started by the bar industry because the donut industry was sort of capitalizing on it. So I think they started that rumor to help themselves.
Well, I know that there'll be a lot of fun people there on Saturday, to say the least.
There will be, and there'll be a lot of local law enforcement, federal law enforcement, as well as first responders, and obviously a large contingent of our veteran community as well.
And here's the best part: it's open to the public, so everybody can go this weekend. It's only $20, a $20 donation, which benefits this incredibly important organization, the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, and the Gathering of Heroes. And you can say, thank you to four Vietnam veterans who will be there, and of course, the two gentlemen whom I'm on the phone with, who are both also veterans of our country. So, I was at the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Gala in the fall. It was a great night, and I'm looking forward to again this fall. And I got to tell you, Chris and Tony, the work you guys do, and just give a quick synopsis on where the money goes and how the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation really helps, especially with kids.
Go ahead, Chris. You're the money guy.
Wow. I appreciate it. Thank you. What we do is we provide $35,000 scholarships to children whose parents were killed in the line of duty, Rich. And in addition to that, we also provide a lot of medical devices and services to the severely disabled, as well as children who are born with cranial issues. We provide them helmets, etc. So we do a lot that nobody knows about. And to that, since 1995, when we were founded by Pete Haas and Jim Kallstrom and others, we have distributed more than $77 million to more than 4,000 recipients, with more than 90 cents on every dollar going straight to the kids. So it truly is a wonderful cause. We have one paid employee. The rest of us just do it as volunteers. And again, the impact we are making, thanks to you and your listeners, is well worthwhile and incredible. So I really appreciate you having us on.
No, of course. Listen, you guys do you're doing God's work here. You really are, and it's incredibly important. And again, it's Saturday, this coming Saturday, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Irish Pub, 20th and Walnut. And, you know, just go over there and say hello and grab a drink, and you'll be doing a nice thing, a good cause. I don't know, Isola, can you pour a Guinness? Because I worry that maybe our people, we can't really deal with the Irish beer, and that's a thing. You know, did you get training for that?
Rich, I can't appreciate you more for teeing me up like that. I wanted to remind you and all your listeners, you know, the Marine Corps was founded in a pub right here in Philadelphia
that is
in 1775. So we've got it. We've got it down pat.
And, of course, these two gentlemen I'm talking to are both veterans, Tony Air Force, Chris Marine Corps. And there'll be a lot of veterans and, of course, law enforcement there. And I'm hoping to stop by as well. And I'm none of those things, but I'm just a big supporter of both. And that's the thing. If you are as well, you can come by and have a drink this weekend at the Irish Pub. Truly one of the best bars in the city, without a doubt. And all proceeds will benefit the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. Guys, if they want to get more, people want to get more information, what's the best way to do that?
Our website, our local website is www.mclef.com. PHILA.org.
Very good. All right, gentlemen, listen, I'll let you get back to your jobs because you are just volunteers for this incredible organization. So I thank you again. And cheers to a great event on Saturday.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Rich.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.